Chapter 25, The Wicked and the Divine. An act of vandalism stirs up suspicion. Meanwhile, Archie's new job as Hiram's intern has Veronica worried he'll learn the Lodge family secrets. This is Jughead's.
Everything's Archie. Archie's here. Betty's here. Veronica too. Reggie's here. Hey Jughead, where are you?
You know what the problem is, Jordan?
What?
Is that it would be so easy, and you're Jordan.
Yeah.
And I'm Tom. And it's Jughead's.
Doesn't matter.
Jughead's chapter 25. Can you believe we've done it? Happy 25th anniversary.
That doesn't make any sense.
Happy 25th Jugsiversary.
No, what? Like,
Jug of Archery.
When did we start this, in March?
February of last year.
Yeah.
Well, okay, when did we start recording, or when did we start putting them out?
When did we start recording?
February.
Was it February?
Yes. Mm. Start putting them out in June?
We came up with the idea of when the pilot for this came out.
Yeah, but famously, neither of us are about to do any of the... Well, it's a low drive. We have ideas, but a low drive.
Yeah.
So it was like, that'd be funny to do. And then it takes us a year and a half.
Let's do it when season two comes out.
Yeah, and let's really pick up steam by the time season three rolls out, yeah. and then we fucking lose our way. We don't have any left in the can. Anyway, we'll get there. You know what the problem is? You read the intro so much faster than I do. It would be so easy for me to just put the music in the same pace every time, but there's a different
cadence.
It's a different cadence and a different length of how long they are. Like, I think this time, it's a shitty, like, Netflix synopsis of what
well,
the episode is.
That's two sentences. I think most of them...
They're mostly two sentences, but yeah. Some of them are, like, a little chunkier, a little meatier. This one seems pretty shitty. An act of vandalism stirs up suspicion.
And then the rest is about Archie.
Yeah, so that's crap. How's your week going, Jordan?
Good.
What'd you do?
I know you did one thing that
we both did at the same time.
I ate too much shrimp.
Just eating way too much shrimp. I've never been to Red Lobster Endless Shrimp before.
I've never been in my life.
So I've been to Red Lobster when I was a child, but I've not been to Endless Shrimp ever.
Yeah.
So we went this week, and it's good. It's as much shrimp as you can have.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was good. I liked it.
It tasted fine.
Yeah. So what's your complaint?
I like some of them more than others.
Yeah. Yeah. But you can get as many of the ones you like as you want. So
if I ever
good.
Got it again, I would just get a couple of them.
Yeah, but you gotta try them all.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, listeners, dear readers, there's one shrimps that's just, it's nacho cheese on the shrimps.
Yeah, it's nacho cheese and then tiny Roma tomatoes all over.
It doesn't make any sense.
No.
It's never anything you would ever think to put
on
a shrimp.
I didn't eat a single one of those tomatoes. I brushed them all off.
I wasn't even trying to avoid the tomatoes. I was like, if one gets into my mouth, it's not going to be the end of the world. But they just, because of the way shrimps are, and because of the way tomatoes are, they just fall right off.
Yeah.
So it's truly that just there is a garnish.
Waste.
Yeah, it was a waste, but it's a good deal. I don't know what I'm doing right now talking about shrimps on this podcast, but it's a good deal because you also get a side. And biscuits.
Biscuits.
And let me tell you,
I want you to eat those biscuits.
I could make a whole meal out of just the biscuits.
They're like crack.
They're like crack. They're
yeah,
so good.
There you go.
It's a hot take because I know everyone likes the food at Red Lobster.
It's never been said before.
But I think that I could make just a meal out of just those biscuits. They're so good. Keep bringing them. And the lovely woman who was serving us dinner said, "Do you want more biscuits?" And of course you say yes.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you?
You're not going to take those not...
They're so light.
They're
filling.
So fluffy. They're so good.
They're very good.
I tried to make them at home, and I did make them. I just bought the Red Lobster like mixing box,
mm-hmm.
and I made it. They're hard, though. They didn't come out as nice. These ones, ooh, so soft.
Yeah.
And that's the banner segment of the show.
Yep.
Should we talk about this episode of Riverdale?
Yeah, let's get into this
Chapter 25, The Wicked and the...
Divine.
Yeah, but the Jug and the Divine? The Jughead and the Divine? The Wicked and the Jughead?
Jughead and the Divine. Jughead and the Divine.
I don't know. If it was the Rugged and the Divine, that would make sense.
The Wicked and the Divine. Jugavine. Jugvine.
It's getting too... It's
the Wicked and the Jugvine.
The Wicked and the Jugvine?
Yeah.
That one's my favorite one so far. This is the hardest one we've had to name now.
The Telltale Jug.
This episode is continuing the trend of the last couple of weeks of this being maybe the dumbest show I've ever seen in my life. Because a lot of stupid crap happens in this episode. I'll be honest, I was watching it and also being on my phone at the same time because I was talking to you about when you're coming. And I might have missed one or two things, but I think that I got most of what was happening in this show. There's
not a lot.
No, but what is here
is silly.
Is very silly.
I like it.
It's very silly. I, for one, well, let's just get into it.
If you don't make a poutine properly, what are you gonna do?
It's vomit.
Yeah.
It's vomit. So if you're out there and you're sitting down, you're watching this on an iPad, a Nexus, a Google Nexus, a PSP.
Pixel.
A Pixel phone, Pixel 3.
Yeah.
If you somehow have this on your Samsung Gear.
10 or whatever, what the hell are they
getting? Who knows? The Edge.
Is that the newest one?
Fedge.
Fedge? Yeah, that's Fedge.
Yeah. On anything while you're watching this on.
Do it. Did you put subtitles on already?
I put subtitles. I'm down to a science now,
yeah.
Jordan. It's down to a science here on Jugheads. Because I'm watching this on a PlayStation 4, and I'm hovering over the thumbnail for Chapter 25, The Wicked and the Divine. I'm going to hit the X button. It makes it go in 3, 2, 1, click. Here we go. Load it up. Hope everyone has the same internet. Do we skip the recap?
No.
Don't scream. Do we skip the
recap? Never.
Okay. Well, thank you for blowing up the mic. Put that over here for
previously
now.
Previously on Riverdale.
Mm-hmm. Do we need this?
There's a song.
I want to say there is a song.
At some point in this episode, I forget.
Bittersweet Symphony?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what is it, like the song from Cruel Intentions or some shit like that?
Yeah. Or, you know, the
Verve, people. Yeah.
Come on. Remember the Verve, the band that was out at the same time as Verve Pipe?
Yeah.
And they're not any way related at all?
Do you know that song from Cool Intentions?
Do you know that song, I think it's Rolling Stones that gets the royalties money, every time that it's played?
Because it uses part of the music that the Rolling Stones use for, what was it, like Beethoven or something?
Yeah, something like that. But it's nice that that's a fact that we know. There was something I was going to say, and now I seem to have completely lost it.
Hey,
oh, it's also this song that's playing at the beginning.
Classic
mob song.
Look at this. It's just like the beginning of Goodfellas.
Or it's just like the beginning of any friggin' Scorsese movie ever. Look at him hustle and bustle around like it's the beginning of the, what is it, not the Prestige, you know the one I'm talking about?
The Prestige?
No, it's not the Prestige. It's the other one. It's the one with Jack Nicholson and Leonardo DiCaprio.
What? Oh, The Departed.
The Departed, that's what I'm thinking of. Although it would be cool if we had a Riverdale version of The Prestige, and it was doing magic. And Archie and Jughead's was clones of each other.
Get a crossover with Sabrina.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Thank you for reminding me. Here's something I completely forgot to talk about in the banner segment. I'm about 4 episodes into the chill. Look at this.
Beautiful princess.
Look at this steamy moment. This is exactly like Goodfellas.
Yeah.
He
got this big schmook and he sees the boss's daughter.
Oh, no. Okay. It's insane to me that she's doing confirmation when she's, like,
18,
16 or 16? Whatever.
Yeah.
I just don't think that happens. Are you allowed to do that?
I know that they explain. You can get confirmed at any time, can't you?
No, it's a hard cutoff.
What do you mean it's a hard cutoff?
They don't want him that old.
Who doesn't want him that old?
You know who I mean.
I feel like you can sneak in there at any point.
You can't sneak, I tried.
You're born again. If you're after 18, you're born again.
You're born again.
She's not 18 yet, she's still a virginal...
Oh, jeez.
She's still a virginal Christian girl.
What was we talking about?
Oh, well, when we get to that soup
kitchen. Ah, yes, The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina.
Yeah.
It's in Riverdale universe because they mention Riverdale at least once in the first couple
and
episodes.
Greendale,
I owe a public apology to Jordan. Greendale is a real place
that Sabrina lives in.
It's my fault for making it sound like Jordan made that up in his mind. Although it does sound made up when you're dealing with Riverdale and Sodale.
Hiram still seems like he hates Archie.
He probably does. He seems like he hates Archie through the whole thing. Look at that sweet bow tie. Very nice.
He's adorable. What's he here for? Oh, the statue head.
Yeah.
It was not who I thought it was. My prediction was wrong, and I was very confident in my prediction.
Did I make a prediction as to who that was in the last episode?
I don't think you predicted
who it was.
Okay,
because I definitely thought it was who it was.
You thought it was going to
be... In my mind, I just never vocalized my opinion. Because of the way this episode is, I thought it was who it was. Because they make it pretty obvious, like, earlier in the episode. Also, do I just say it or do I save it so we don't spoil it?
You can say tall boy.
It's tall boy. They make mention several times, like, who's the tallest one of the
troopers? He's the same height as the rest of them. I noticed that too.
He's not that tall.
He's the... What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? Are they, like... Do you think that tall boy has, like, a complex...
Oh, no, here it is.
Yeah. So it's like rapid fire dumb crap. Who do you think is
in the morning?
Yeah, because she's about to go to school.
Someone in Japan
or Russia or whatever. Yeah. Or maybe she's doing it for Chick. Because it sounded like his voice.
He's wearing a wig on the other end. Yeah. Oh, she might be practicing.
Yeah. What's happening here? Also, there's other stuff that happens in this episode.
What, at the very end?
No, in the middle! When the little boy from the supermarket's walking down
the steps. He's been around a while.
Yeah.
But what is going on there?
I have an idea of what's going on there.
And so Hiram's a mob man?
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make sense. It seemed...
It honestly seems lazy
that
on
they
the
just
part
made it
of
up
the writers
for, like, this episode.
That they're
basically.
Like, hey, what if he was
he's
he was
a mob.
In the mob?
Yeah, that's a nice theme.
What
kind
Riverdale of mob? What?
That he launders money.
And it seems like he's trying to be like the godfather
the boss,
in this episode. Like,
what happened to you, Weatherby? You're a jerk now.
In several several sequences in this episode.
Sourberry called.
Yep.
Mr. Sourberry. So the newspaper shut down.
Mm-hmm. That's fine. Like, they haven't really been doing anything with it lately, have they?
Like, other than the reason they got shut down for, that's pretty much
it.
Betty's been off doing her Black Mask or Black Hood stuff.
Her Black Hood stuff and also being a cam girl.
Now she's doing that, yeah.
Yeah. As Dark Betty, as Polly.
Where's the week? No. Well,
when
Polly,
she is Dark Betty,
she's not
she's
Polly.
Being Polly.
She was once.
Yeah. So, and still,
every other time since then, she just digs her fingernails in. And,
oh, yeah, yeah. She has crescent moon shapes in her.
I don't know, wears some lingerie or something.
And so does Chick.
And now she's jealous of Jughead?
Who wouldn't be? Look at him. He's got it all.
I don't know if that's true.
He's got it all.
He has seemingly
also,
dumber and dumber as the show goes on.
I apologize to you.
Why?
For saying the Greendale was a fake place.
Yeah.
But I need vindication and I need an apology from you.
For what?
Because now we know for sure how, what's her name, Penny Peabody or whatever the hell her name is, gets the tattoo sliced off her hand.
It was sliced off.
She got it
cut.
That's
gross. That's disgusting.
She got that cut.
Yeah, I saw that and I was like, how did they actually, that's bullshit. What are you talking about? Did you get, like, her skin grafted back on?
It healed super quick.
I know.
Anyway, I'm vindicated now.
She gave me a tattoo. I thought they did have sex.
Who?
Him and Tony.
No, they kissed.
It seemed like they were implying they had sex.
I don't think so. I think they just kissed.
And here she lies. She didn't kiss Archie, not doing cam girl stuff.
Well, but she's being Dark Betty now.
Yeah. Having fun lying.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? Oh, the Sinclair.
Yeah, so that's right.
This all comes back to.
That's what we do. We buy each other presents.
Do we see him in this episode?
Nick?
Yeah.
No.
No? Okay.
He's too busy off filming...
What is it?
Atypical.
Atypical, that's what he's in.
I have not looked that up. I just assume it's the same man. Like, my memory is foggy at best.
He might be the same man.
Might be the same man. But I'm pretty sure. If you out there know if that's the same man, tweet it at JugheadsPod, hashtag same man. If it's not, hashtag... That's not
what
him.
What are you talking about?
No, hashtag that's not him.
That's not him.
That's not him.
That's not me.
Have they talked about the poutine yet?
No, not yet.
Okay.
They'll get to it.
All right.
Our Hiram doesn't want poutine. Hiram doesn't give a shit about poutine.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking when that scene comes up. He's like, well, you know, I've tried it myself. It's my favorite food in the world. I mean, it's like, Hiram's never eaten poutine in his life. I was eating mushrooms and asparagus.
Yeah.
And kale.
What's this guy doing?
He's still being a weird FBI man.
He's bad at it.
Do you think they're going for like a Dale Cooper thing with him?
No.
No?
They're just going for like a square.
Well, Dale Cooper looks like a square.
Yeah, but he's weird.
Yeah, he's cool too.
Yeah, this guy's not... This guy's just like a pushy jerk.
You don't think it's going to come out that this guy is like...
I still don't know if he's in the FBI.
No.
Yeah.
Maybe he's the black
guy. As far as our... He might be. Who knows?
He doesn't have green eyes.
No, he doesn't.
What if it was that it came out that...
The black
guy
wore contacts?
It could be anybody. Or I was going to say that the person... I guess this makes way more sense. what you said, because I was going to say the person...
They change their eyes?
No, I was going to say the person wears contacts when they're not the Black Hood.
I think that makes more
way, exactly, yeah. That's what I mean. It makes way more sense to put the contacts in when you're putting on your costume.
They're getting kicked out by Hiram. What is Hiram... I still am confused about their whole plan. It's got to come out of something.
It hasn't come out yet.
But it doesn't.
It's just because...
I think it's going to be very stupid.
It's going to be a complete afterthought.
Yeah.
Because it's, like... The interesting thing is the mystery, so when it comes out, it's like, eventually just going to be disappointing.
Them pushing... Look at, they're pushing all these nice little...
Look at the sacred... Okay, that's got to be the latest title.
No, I looked, it's not. It's not later than the one time that we were like, God damn, that's late. It wasn't later than that one.
Did you see the sad Christmas snakes all standing around being like...
They're getting kicked out of their homes.
Jughead, where are we going to go on Christmas? It's Christmas Day, Jughead.
Is it Christmas? No, it's not. It's past Christmas.
I know, but it's just like
February or something.
The look on their faces, we're getting kicked out of our homes on Christmas.
Who organized this?
Oh,
the moms?
It's gotta be Hermione organized this.
Because they gotta work.
Because
together.
you know that Sierra doesn't want Josie to have anything to do with Veronica.
Yeah.
So.
Seeing him my confirmation.
Yeah, that's.
And then she didn't. Did she?
No, she did.
Oh, she did. I thought Veronica did. No, Veronica. The last episode.
Yeah, we'll see when it comes up. But
Cruel Intentions soundtrack. That makes it even worse. It's not even the movie from that soundtrack.
What? What's Cruel Intentions?
That's the one with Sarah Michelle Gellar, isn't it?
Oh yeah.
And she's like a seductress.
Is she a witch?
No, I think she just like likes ruining people's lives or something.
Which one is she a witch in?
Buffy.
No. No, that's not true.
Is it the one with Selma Blair, Coven, or whatever it's called?
No, I think it's got Freddie Prinze Jr. in it.
That's like a lot of her movies.
Yeah, probably because they're married.
Yeah.
They're still married.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Nice nerd.
Hey, I'm happy for them. God bless them. And Sarah Michelle Gellar just seems like a nice mom.
Didn't they just do like voice work now?
No, she was on that. She was on that show with Robin Williams. She still acts.
Mm.
I don't know about Freddie Prinze.
He does a lot of voice work.
Well, he was
in an episode of Psych as a man who believed in UFOs.
Here we go.
Yeah, look at that.
You're the tallest? What do you mean he's
like
the tallest?
4 inches on FP, maybe.
I feel like he's standing on a soapbox or something in this scene because it's the tallest he's ever looked. He's never looked particularly tall.
I'm confused as where all the other adults are in the game.
Well, it's a game for children. It's like, it's one of those things where it's like the sad, like old, like the guy who's been graduated from college for like 10 years, but he still goes to the freshman, like frosh week and shit.
He's
just like, oh God, FP, this is like real. Like, it's not only dangerous and illegal, but it's so sad that you're at this child's bar where they have Mortal Kombat 2.
With Hiram teasing Archie here about beating shit out of Nick Sinclair. It was the agent wanting him to wear a wire.
Yeah.
What if Sourberry? Oh,
what?
Or not Sourberry? What if Agent Adams?
Yeah.
No, never mind.
That's why? What were you gonna say? No, say it.
What if he's a plant by Hiram?
To what end?
To test Archie.
To test Archie?
Yeah.
So he's there before Hiram had any even interest at all in anything that Archie was doing?
Archie out, yeah.
Even then?
Well, he was dating Veronica.
Yeah, but...
Ah, chic. And here comes the...
What? Okay, is this sex that they're doing?
I think something's...
Because he comes down strolling down in a robe.
Yeah. Something's implied here.
Yeah, something's implied.
But that's the boy that was sleeping with Grundy.
Yeah.
Is he going both ways?
Well, that could be true, but also, wouldn't that give Chick some inside information as to where Grundy is?
But he gets upset when she mentions that. She's like, don't tell any of the guys you sleep with, or, like, you tease where you live.
Right, but he's also been not honest at all about the things
he lies
does.
Constantly.
So, and also, when you stroll downstairs in an open robe and some after-sex milk in your hand, like, that's definitely, like, what you were up to. Gotta get your dairy and your protein back in you.
You see the guy at the final game of the World Series?
No.
He had a full jug of milk in the stands. Like,
that's just funny. It's a funny drink to have.
It was like, they caught him in the crowd in like the 7th or 8th inning, and he was drinking out of a full jug of milk.
Though I will say, when I go out for breakfast, if I get like pancakes or something like that, nothing goes better with it than a nice tall glass of milk.
Yeah, that's a breakfast drink, though.
It is a yeah. Well, it's an anytime drink.
This was
but
at
like
8 p.m. at night in Los Angeles.
I've said as much before. Yeah, they're really bad at this.
They just decide to stop doing it and walk away, and then two other people just fill in without them asking.
I'll say this, put KJ Apa in a ball cap, and he immediately looks 12 years younger than he actually is. But I've said this before, I just think it would be very funny to do if you said to someone, hey, you want to come over for a drink, and they come back to your house, they're expecting, like, a cocktail or a beer or something, and you sit down, and you just put down two, like, pint glasses filled to the brim with chilled milk. Like, that's very funny.
That's fun. See, they moved away, and then just two other people just filled in without them asking.
Yeah, because she's rich and he's an idiot. Like, they're not expecting them to do anything.
Like, If you had
this couple doing community service or whatever it is at your soup kitchen, you would of course be like, aha, it's fucking great that you're here, but get out of the way because you're not actually doing anything.
You can go peel some potatoes.
And do that poorly, because peeling potatoes is a skill.
Oh, he taps them out.
It'll be
poor. He taps them out.
I'm here to pour stew, and I'm really bad at it.
They're getting on the trace of the lodges.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't talk about it, but the last scene, Jughead, who always seems to get in to see the mayor without, like, any questions.
Or appointment.
Yeah, he just walks in and starts, Mayor, you're pissing me off!
Well, Jughead's a man of action.
Yeah.
As...
too much like, action.
Too much action sometimes. As demonstrated later in this episode. But also, like... FP's pissing me off in this episode, too.
Why? He's not trusting
Because Jughead's got good points.
About
stuff.
Peabody.
And he's like, you gotta learn to watch your mouth, son.
Yeah.
I was like, well, you're not giving him a lot of options here.
Can we go see our mayor that easy?
I guarantee you we could. You ever see My Brother and Me? The McElroy's show?
I've listened to it a few times. I haven't.
But have you seen the TV show? Or
no.
It was on CISO?
No.
They have a running gag where they will just go into the mayor's office and just start like bouncing ideas off the mayor, and he's very annoyed with them.
Are they from Canada?
No.
I thought they were from Vancouver, no?
No. It's like Midwestern.
Oh, okay.
I can't remember the exact state, but it's hysterical. Yeah. Anyone who can get their hands on the I think the only season of My Brother and Me, it's very funny.
Haven't we not gotten to the family stuff yet? I thought it was so much earlier in the episode. The poutine scene seemed early.
Did that happen already?
No, it hasn't happened
Jesus
yet.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, that did seem early. Mind you, you watched this about a week ago, and I watched this like 10 minutes before you got here.
She
knows that Archie's an idiot.
Yeah. She wants to keep him sweet and innocent. Oh, here she
is. Look at this dumb crap.
See, now they're all adults.
See, I predicted she was gone forever, so I was clearly wrong about that.
I think she'll die at some
point. Tallboy makes me so mad.
He's stupid.
Fucking twister. He's very stupid. But, like, so we already spoiled that he's the one that cut off the head, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, his grand plan is to Bart Simpson the town. Like, that's... there it is. There he slices it right off. It looks like he gave her, like, one of those...
Like a thin slice.
The thing where you twist the arm and it makes the burn. I'm not gonna say that!
Everyone knows it.
Everyone knows. I took special precautions to not say that word. God damn it. I think they came up with a new term, like a PC term that no one uses.
Arm twister? I don't know. I haven't done one in like 15 years.
Oh, come on, it's fun. You go up to your friend, you give him a nice little burn.
Just hurt it.
Just hurt them. Anyway, he Bart Simpsons the town. Like, that's truly the level of like, I don't know.
Dirty knife.
Like, it's the level of danger that I get from the snakes. Is that they are, like,
we're gonna steal their statue and hide it on like,
maybe dealing drugs?
I don't even know how often
we don't know
that.
How or when. It's like that's the thing. I don't know how FP makes money. I don't know how this gang operates.
Just the bar. Do they buy stuff in the bar?
Twisted. No, it's their own bar. I don't understand. But it's like the most negative thing outside of hiding a body in a freezer, as Jughead just points out, which really just seems like more an FP thing than a snakes thing.
Yeah.
Is he Bart Simpson's the town and he steals the head of Jedediah Springfield? Pickens is still a really stupid name.
What's this for? Archibald Pickens?
You're a hero, Jug, cutting up women?
That is fucked up.
It is fucked up. It's a fucked up thing for a 16-year-old to do.
Yeah. Why does he believe that he's... Oh, I still don't know why he thought he was indebted to her.
Because she gave him the good advice.
No, that wasn't good advice.
She gave him
He got upset. He threw his hat off.
Well, that's crazy, because have you ever seen him without that hat? It's a weird thing to do. He's weird. He's a weirdo. He's from the wrong side of the tracks.
He is. He wasn't at that point, but now he is.
He's a weirdo now. Still my favorite character. I love you, Jughead.
He showed Archie a badge, right?
I don't think so.
I think he did at one point, right?
I don't know. Maybe like flash it really quick. Like,
that's
that
what
thing
I mean.
That you do.
He's like, I'm in the FBI. And then Archie's like, okay.
Well, Archie's also a huge idiot, so it makes sense.
He was clever in this episode.
Yeah,
oh, hell, you piece of shit.
I'm pretty sure they make, I can't remember this actor's name, but like intentionally making him look dumpier and dopier every episode.
And
like,
just angry about everything.
Even knowing what happens at the end of this episode, yeah. And knowing that Chick is probably not a stand-up individual, I hate this man so much.
He slept with
100%, yeah. They did. He's such a whiny baby.
I'm gonna go stay by the register.
Yeah, go in here being this sex church now.
Sex church? What?
I don't know. The way she's walking, the way she's standing in the room. It's a sex church for sure.
The father doesn't trust her.
The priest?
Yeah. I think they're Roman Catholic, right? He's probably a father.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do they do that in other...
Do what? Confession?
Denominations? No, confirmation. Is that just a Roman Catholic thing?
Irish Catholic, for sure. Like,
yeah.
Like most...
Like Catholic?
Like all of Catholicism.
But not like Protestant and...
No, they don't do it. No, that's right. Like, I remember I went to a Catholic school in elementary school, so I've been through all this rigmarole. Mm-hmm. And I remember...
I didn't get confirmed. I said no thank you.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So you're devil boy and you're doing the podcast with me.
I was...
Oh, no.
What's the early... First communion.
Yeah.
I did that shit.
Yeah, I did that. Well, there you get a fun cracker.
Yeah. I never got wine at any point.
I got wine. I was getting zooted in church all the time.
Never.
By the end, I would go to church with my mom and be like, yeah, I get my cup of wine.
Like, even on holidays when my mom asked me to go, I'm not seeing any wine. Where's the wine?
You have to get it from the man.
Which man?
The priest.
I don't see any.
There's one priest... And like seven helpers holding the crackers.
Yeah.
But then there's a second priest.
You gotta sneak around.
There's two priests, right? There's usually two priests.
Well, I think there's like a priest and like a junior priest.
Yeah, there's like a priest and a co-priest. And so the main priest is handing out crackers. The co-priest then, I believe, is next to him with the wine. Because you, like, the move is you go to cracker priest, followed up by the wine priest to wash it down.
Yeah.
Or you can, if you're a child,
you get grape juice.
I never got grape.
When
I was a child, I got wine. I got
God or whatever. What is it? You cross your arms over your chest.
You cross your arms over the chest if you've not been communion. Yeah, but after that, you take the communion. Regardless, I never got grape juice. I got wine every single time.
Here it is. Private function.
Anyway, there's like also like a bunch of people helping out the church that also hand out crackers. Mm-hmm.
So this guy's from Montreal. They seem to have a lot of
He's from Quebec. Yeah. And he sounds like a French Canadian, so it makes sense. Hey, let me just give you my first and last name.
Kowalski runs Canned Meats out of Chicago. He, what's that actor from? He's from something.
Him?
No, the guy, that guy.
Like cowboy movie?
Papa Poutine.
Any cowboy movie? Papa Poutine. Oh my god. Can you imagine calling yourself Papa Poutine?
And
can you imagine being so stuck up about the poutine you're getting?
I think this is just the writers, like, I don't know if they probably write it at LA, but being aware of the online thing where Canadians act supremely protective of what a poutine is supposed to be.
That.
Even though it's just like garbage food up here.
It's that, or there is genuinely a man in Archie Comics whose name is Papa Poutine.
I don't know if that's
from Canada.
Poutine wasn't popular enough in the 50s.
But yeah, but that went on. Like, the Archie Comics went on. They're not like.
So this is a newer character?
Yeah, it's a new edition. Yeah, for sure. He's the Miles Morales of of Archie Comics. He takes one bite.
Yeah, and he doesn't even, like.
You
can notice right away if it's a cheese curd or not.
He knew before he put it in his mouth that he was going to be mad.
Yeah.
That's what I hate most about this man.
And
he
ate it with his hands.
Yeah.
You don't eat poutine with your hands.
What a fucking. He's got the Quebec symbol on his shirt, but that's the only thing about him that's French Canadian. Yeah. The New Orleans Saints.
Yeah. Which one does he scheme with?
The butcher.
He schemes with the butcher? Yeah.
At least Hiram's nice to Pop.
That seemed racist.
A little. Like, also, you're out at a mobster poker game where everyone's getting steak and you order a poutine.
He loves poutine. He's Papa Poutine.
Okay.
Even though he owns hot dog restaurants.
You're clearly the weak one.
Yeah.
If every one of your gangster friends is smoking cigars, drinking, like, whiskey,
and eating fries with some gravy and cheese.
You're the baby of the group.
Oh, yeah, it is the butcher. Was she eating the chair?
I don't know. The dog looks like she's trying to eat the chair. She's ruining her toy and eating the chair. I gave my dog a little plush skunk, and she ripped it all over the place.
It's dead.
Well, she'll carry it around like a sock with the head on it for weeks to come, but she'll swing it around.
So just this guy gets killed?
Hmm? Who dies?
He dies, doesn't he?
I don't remember anyone dying.
Papa Poutine. At the end, they're like, Papa Poutine was murdered in his hotel or whatever.
Oh, I was on my phone.
I think he dies.
The nice thing about...
I thought here that Archie was gonna, like, slip and fall into the toilet.
Here we go. Right from the...
Oh, yeah.
From the Cruel Intentions playlist.
This would be... If I went to a confirmation and this happened, it would be the funniest thing.
Yeah, of course. Like, I would say...
Making two teenage girls sing Bittersweet Symphony.
And who installed the,
sound system?
The sound system, but the fucking...
The Bluetooth mics or whatever.
The auto-tune into the church?
Oh, yeah.
Like...
It's like she's getting married or something.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought the first time I watched this. I was like, it's like Veronica and Josie are getting married.
What do they do here? They splash some water on her or something?
I don't remember.
Or she says, I disavow the devil.
Why are this many people, including students, here to watch this old person get confirmed? I didn't want to be at my own confirmation. Archie, I understand they're dating. Why is
like
anyone
the family
else here?
Makes
come,
sense
come to the party afterwards.
I guess the rest is just like business connections
like,
or something.
What the hell? It's like it's such a weird event to go to.
This
like,
song is weird too. I can't change.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, because will you renounce the devil? And then the camera goes all scary, and she's like,
looks to Hiram.
I'll renounce the devil. But do you think that means?
Archie.
Do you think that means that
her family.
She's actually going to be good eventually?
That Archie will turn her away. Look at him.
Yeah,
this beautiful angel.
Oh, good. Sorry.
Who
turned on the church spotlight again? The church spotlight's on the beautiful boy.
That's the light of God shining down on Archie.
She says, I do like to be married.
Dua Lipa's boy.
Yeah, hire a sweet confirmation DJ. Look at that envelope crammed full of money.
Didn't she just get paid by them?
Mm-hmm.
So what is this for? Is she like buying... Oh, the sale for the high school. Okay. Wouldn't they be giving someone else money then? Or is that like the deed to the high school?
Why is it so crammed into there then?
I don't know. That's weird. Weird.
Papa Poutine's... what do you call that? Handkerchief?
Yeah, right here?
Yeah.
Pocket square.
His pocket square looks like Jughead's hat.
I wonder if that was on purpose. Yes. Oh, this is good. Look at this handsome little boy. Look, he squeezes his cheeks.
And Archie hates it.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I guess I'll deal with this.
You would have the exact same reaction if you saw KJ have that. Yeah. No, you would pinch his cheeks.
Thank you.
This, again, it's not like Jughead Jones to turn up a free buffet. He never eats in this show. It's not a thing. It's not a thing. If they want to make comments like that,
make him.
It's not a thing in Riverdale.
True to his comic book character.
Make him asexual.
Make him carry around a hamburger all the time.
Yeah, like, who cares, dude?
He never wears his shirt that says S on it, or is it R?
It's R.
I thought Archie wears the one with R.
Maybe he wears one that says J.
I think, no, it doesn't. It says something weird like S, and they never explain it.
S is the weirdest letter.
I think it's S.
I want to look up a picture of Jughead right now, and then that'll be
I'm pretty sure it's S, and he doesn't, they never explain in the comics.
Okay, well, it would be for Southside, wouldn't it?
No, they never explain, like, I don't think Southside is as much of things.
Everything I know about Riverdale, I know from Riverdale, so. Jughead pictures. Oh, wait, it's already purple. It is S.
Yeah, and they've never explained it.
I'm going to look up, why is Jughead wearing S?
They don't know.
No one knows. Oh, theories. I have a fact, but it's not a fact pertaining to this show, so I'll save it to the end for a fourth segment.
I got a fact for the end,
great,
too.
Great. Why does
Jughead... See, I like them together, but it's not going to last. It lasted longer than I thought it would.
Jughead is almost always seen wearing his trademark beanie with both a round and square pin. This type of crown-shaped cap, called a whoopee cap, was popular among boys in the 1930s and 40s. Nothing about this is about the S. I typed in the S.
S on the shirt.
Yeah. Why does Jughead wear an S?
Mm.
That's
right there.
Fact that comes up.
What does the S in Jughead's shirt mean?
The meaning behind Jughead's infamous S shirt on Riverdale, according to Peg Bearhold, it actually stands for a place in the town Riverdale is based on, Skunk Hill in Haverhill, Massachusetts.
His wife said this or something, the creator.
I have a fact to talk about later, I just remembered it. Don't let me forget my fact.
Oh yeah, this guy.
His own coot!
Who got the name of, like, Betty gets a call, and then they were meeting this guy? Who told her to meet this guy?
This guy looks like the man who voices Homer Simpson, if they really dirtied him up. What's his name?
Harry,
No.
It's not Harry Shearer?
No.
Hank Azaria.
No, it's not. Hank Azaria. Dan Castellaneta. Dan Castellaneta, that's it. Yeah, he looks like a dirty old Dan Castellaneta.
Never seen him before.
That's not what he's... That's like, but that's
exactly... He came to buy bike parts.
When we watched this on silent, it's exactly what I was thinking about. I've been playing a lot of Red Dead Redemption 2, and it's
exactly... I'm a liar! You got any gold?
What in tarnation?
Was this Shaman tall? Oh, not taller than the average fella.
No, he was so tall. It's the way we know who he is. He's so tall.
Cheryl's not even in this episode, damn.
No, I know.
That's weird.
Also, it seemed like this episode was going to take forever, but it's almost over, and it's like kind of books. Like, this might be one of the better episodes of this season.
I think so.
Because a lot happens, and you're not given enough time to think about anything, so it's like, it's the best kind of Riverdale.
Papa Poutine.
Confirmation. It's just dumb garbage.
Mob.
Slow elevator.
Archie's in the mob now. He basically puts out a hit on a man.
Yeah.
It's a Papa Poutine.
Well, again, I have one spoiler for the third season that I won't tell you, but I think I know where this might go.
Archie's going to murder a man?
Turns out Archie was the Black Hood.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and he was doing time travel, like, Predestination.
Archie's Doctor Who. Wow, look at that beautiful
Beautiful painting. Jordan, I'm going to tell you something. That I tried to find you a recreation of that painting for a gift.
If someone out there can paint that and put it up on Etsy or something.
I can't find
it. No, no one's painted that. That's a nightmare. That's a disgusting nightmare.
I can't find it anywhere. Look at this! Dumb!
We got the head!
Who Bart Simpson to this town?
South of Oak. Tall boy.
God, I'm surprised they found a chair that was the right size for the tallest man in Riverdale.
Do you think they wrote the character as Tallboy, and then...
I think Tallboy's a real man in the comics.
Oh, you think Tallboy's a real character?
Yes. Yeah. I think anyone who has a name that they, like, refer to again and again is someone from the comics.
But then why didn't they cast a taller man? He was just perfect for the role.
Can you blame him?
Yeah.
Alan, stop putting your gross toy on my laptop.
Going soft. What are they going soft on? See, he did it for High and Low. What a big idiot.
Get. Let's push the dog out of the way. I'm trying to give me your toy. I don't want it.
He caused mutiny to get rid of Jughead.
Yeah, but...
But put them in a worse position.
Yeah.
Because they're
Jughead's Twisted Swister's a fucking dumbass.
He's very stupid.
You're a Judas.
I feel like they've said that before about people have that betrayed.
They are a Judas?
Yeah.
It's a very...
I feel like every time someone is like, way to say that. Mad at someone, you're like, you're a Judas.
That's I'm going to start saying that to
And people. Betty gets to vote,
Everyone
too.
Jumps in on hating tall boys.
Effie loves it that Betty votes, too. She did the sexy dance. She's a
member. She's in. That's all you have to do if you're a lady and want to be on the snakes.
You do a sexy dance.
If you're a sexy dance.
Man, you get punched in the stomach a bunch.
Yeah, if you're a man, you walk.
Scream in another man's face.
Hopefully tall boy.
Yeah. My family's bad. Oh, that Archie's just like, oh yeah, he's in the mob.
Yeah.
Don't say that so loud.
But, yeah, so that's the thing. Like, it's, for his standards, very smart to have figured out that he's in the mob, but very dumb to have said it like that.
Yeah. He's a mobster. I've seen all those movies.
I doubt you've seen any Scorsese movies. Is that a phrase?
No, he is like Dog Day Afternoon.
To put it so baldly?
Yeah, that's it's old.
Okay.
It's an old phrase.
I've heard, I wouldn't put it so boldly.
No, baldly, like... Yeah, baldly's part of it.
Like, plainly?
Yeah.
I've never heard that before.
I'm involved in my parents' mob. Oh, doesn't he shut her up here? So she doesn't say something that...
Yeah, because that's when you were asking before if we know what their plan is.
Yeah.
Like, no, because she's about to say it.
And she's like, he's like,
he's like, no, I can't, no, I don't want to know.
I gotta tell Anderson or whatever, Adams. Oh, this is when they do some stuff. Do they do it? Do you think they do
yes,
it? Yes. Yeah, Betty says, we're doing it. Yeah.
Yeah, we're doing it.
That's what Betty
says. It turns into a scene from that 70s show. All of it. We're doing it now.
Yeah, Jughead's like, don't tell Veronica that we're investigating her father.
We haven't saved the Christmas trailer park yet.
Yeah, what is probation from this? You just can't go to the bar or something?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Or wear his jacket?
Do you think Peabody is going to come back more?
Yes. I definitely think she's dying at some point this season.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's like, that's the season 3 Sons of Anarchy. That's the person that you kill because it doesn't matter.
Yeah. His darkness. He's got darkness too. And then Betty hears that and she's like, oh.
I have darkness.
Yeah. Can someone please acknowledge that I have darkness?
Can someone please acknowledge that I'm bad, Betty? Please.
Can someone please understand that I'm bad? That I'm dark inside.
I'm a bad egg. Someone please.
Acknowledge it.
I'll do six. I'll do cams. I don't care.
I tried with Archie. He's too sweet. He's a sweet little naive boy.
R&B. Sorry, that's just the subtitles, but just not.
Can't give us a song.
Yeah, they're definitely doing sex here.
Does she talk on the phone to someone, or she says something, or...
She doesn't have a chance to talk on the phone to anybody.
Doesn't someone call her, and they're like, "Hey, you coming home?" She's like, "I'm no, I'm banging Jughead."
I don't think so. No.
Oh, wait, this is it right here. No, they don't want to go all the way with you. Yeah. What was she going to tell him? The cam girl stuff?
Yeah, probably. Or about Chick, because he wouldn't know that.
He knows that her brother's there.
Really?
Yeah, they showed the picture, and Kevin was like, "Oh, he's hot."
Oh, I didn't think he was there.
I thought he was there.
I don't know. Peas.
Their meals are
elaborate?
Yeah.
Every one of their meals really seems like they're trying to do the Breaking Bad thing, and I know that I said that last time, but it still seems
like... Look at this greasy man.
Look at this costume this man is wearing! This is not what a normal man looks like!
I died. I'm a bad man, because I bleached blonde. Made my hair bleached blonde.
Looks like Troy Baker.
Paul Boucher, the poutine prince.
The poutine bopper.
Yeah, he was killed. And Archie lies about...
They gave him a French name. They made him a poutine man. But he sounds like an oil tycoon. Yeah.
We gotta kill this guy. There's gotta be one French-Canadian actor out in Vancouver that could use for...
100% there is. There's a billion... Okay, how did this guy just put this down on the table? It's clearly a bronze head. How the hell did this guy just, like, saunter up, put it in, walk away? Oh, no.
We know what he did.
Went from one Bart Simpson into another.
So they got the thing, the statue red first and then cut that off?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or Tallboy did, I guess, not Cheryl. Betty had sex and then has to come home to this shit.
I truly didn't expect this ending. I'll give this episode that. What a neat ending.
So who... We haven't... Should we save it for... Who struck him?
Chick.
You think Chick struck him?
I think so.
Not Betty or...
Betty clearly didn't. She was out.
Or not Betty. I mean, not Alice.
Alice? That's Riverdale! It's another episode of Riverdale.
Maybe Hal comes home and strikes him across the head.
Oh, fucking Hal. I think the only way this could have gone down is that Chick... Alice was trying to, like, defuse the situation, and she was talking to the man, like, "Oh, Chick's not..." And then Chick came from around the corner and fucking bashed him in the head.
Get his fit?
Yeah. Mm. Exactly. That's another episode of Riverdale. This is my favorite episode this season, I think.
Yeah, I can't think of another one. I don't know. Around 4 or 5, maybe.
There's a lot going on. There's a lot to keep my attention. There's a lot... Which clearly didn't work, because I was on my phone for a lot of the time. But it's just... There's a lot of bouncing around, which I like from this show. And as dumb as this season has gotten, this is like... the right kind of dumb that I really like from this show.
Kill a man.
Like, add some more mystery. Add more, like... I would never catch myself saying this about any other show, I don't think, but just add more plot lines that just go... Like, just more threads for me to tug
as
at.
Many
as
plot lines
as many plot lines as you can muster.
Even if they're stupid.
We need them.
Pull it out.
What did you think of this episode? That's Jordan clearly whining at this episode.
It's silly.
Mm-hmm.
It's some of the dumbest stuff I've seen on this show.
Mm-hmm.
It was all fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just Ellen, a second. What did you think of the episode, Ellen? Well, now I'm talking to you, you're not gonna...
Purple Rain.
You're not gonna pipe up? There's the dog. I'm sure. Put the microphone in the dog's face. She's done making a sound. No, she's gonna do. No, she's licking the air. That's okay, Ellen. You don't have to know anything about this episode because now it's time for everyone's favorite segment in Jughead's lore. It's a segment everyone loves, including me. It's called Betty or Veronica.
Betty or Veronica.
And this is an episode. This is a segment where we say who we like.
Yeah.
For Betty or Veronica, and this week I'm gonna go first.
Okay.
And let me kick it off.
Uh-oh.
And here's who I am.
Who? Not who you are.
Sorry, who I like.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that bit anymore. I just do get confused sometimes. Yeah. Here's who I like in this episode of Riverdale. And who I like is Betty.
Mm-hmm.
Because she is helping Jughead.
Makes Jughead feel good.
She's helping Jughead in more ways than one. She votes against Twisted Twister. Or maybe I'm Twisted Twister because he does Bart Simpson the town, and I do think that's funny.
He's so stupid.
Yeah, but if I was
gonna, dumber than Archie.
If that's true.
Yeah.
But if I was gonna Bart Simpson the town, I think I would probably I'm not good at it, so I'd probably be bad at it too. Like I'd probably be dumb doing.
You would go listen to your rival man.
The rival, my rival man.
Your rival man. And go cut off the head of a
statue. Now I've got a lot to think about. Am I Betty or am I Twisted Twister? I think I might be Tall Boy because he does. There's something appealing to me about Bart Simpsoning the town. And I think, like,
he
if everyone's
badly.
Banding together and being like, who cut off our Jedi Springfield head? That's funny to me. That
it was a Southside Serpent, and it was a Southside Serpent.
It's funny to me that everyone is so mad that
this
statue
got cut. Are they going to tell the rest of the town?
Down. No, I don't think so. I think word will just get around. It's Riverdale, after all. Forget it, Jake.
Hiram has the head now.
Forget it, Jake. It's Riverdale.
No.
What do you mean? Ugh, that's a good reference.
Good.
That's a good thing for me to say.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I'm half Betty, half Twisted Swiss.
Well, I'm going to go on the other side of the aisle and say Veronica.
Uh-huh.
She's a beautiful princess lady.
Yeah.
And nice confirmation. Saying a nice song from the 90s that was in Cruel Intentions.
Yeah. Any other reason?
Trying to keep her sweet little boy out of the mob.
Yeah, that's true.
That's pretty much it.
Okay.
Has a nice grammar. Bitch's cheeks.
Well, that's Betty or Veronica. I think we both made great cases for why we like Betty or Veronica. Let's move on to our second segment of the episode. It's called Farchies. And this is where we look far in the future.
Yeah.
Talk about what we think is going to happen probably within the next 3 episodes of Riverdale. Jordan?
I still think it's Sheik. Sheik is the killer. All around, he did it this time. He probably did it again.
So you're saying he's killed once and he'll kill again?
Yeah, he's a Black Hood.
Okay.
He killed Grundy. For some, maybe that was another one of her prey.
Do you think that is the boy who was with Grundy?
That was.
Is it?
100%.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay.
It's the same boy that was with Grundy, and it was the same boy that sold Jughead popcorn at the in season
yes,
one.
I remember that.
Or like he sold everyone popcorn in season
no, one. Only Jughead.
Yeah. But it's been the same boy the whole way through.
Okay.
Bring back more of that boy. I like that boy.
Yeah, that boy's nice. He's popping up.
He's the only one that seems like he belongs in this town.
No, I think we said as much when the drive-in episode was happening.
15-year-old who maybe had sex with Sheik.
Well, let's hope he did, because here's my Farchie. I think Chick is doing more than he's letting on. He's not just a cam boy, but he's also doing fantasy fulfillment. And that means that sometimes people gotta come right to the
house.
Cooper's house.
Yeah.
And if that means for what's the grocery store called? Beauremont's? Beauregard's?
What?
The Bijou? The Bijou. The theater. It's the Bijou. If that means that the Bijou boy has to
Bijou?
That's where the kid works.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So if the Bijou boy's gotta come through, you know, do what he's gotta do in Riverdale.
Whatever he does a lot of stuff.
he's all over town.
Yeah.
He's really made a name for himself, but I think, here's my prediction, that Bijou Boy and Chick are actually going to be the next Riverdale power couple. They're the next Archie and Veronica.
That's absurd.
Yes.
That's one of the most insane ones you've ever seen.
And they're going to be ruling the town.
No.
Yeah, they're both the
Black Hood.
We're not
going to see this boy again for like another 8 episodes.
They're both the Black Hood.
They're both the Black Hood?
You ever see Hot Fuzz?
Yeah.
You know the end of that movie?
It's all of them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's that, but it's the two of them.
It's just the two of them? What if the whole town is
the What if the whole town's Black Hood?
Parents?
What if everyone is the Black Hood? What if there's like a secret society?
Yeah.
To keep order. And they all wear the contacts. When they're the Black Hood. Yeah, the green eyes.
So the one that shot Fred, it was Hermione.
Yeah.
Shot Moose and Midge, it was the sheriff.
Yep.
And killed Grundy was Fred.
Or could be Chick.
Yeah. Sheik did do all of them.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's far juice.
Yeah.
Jordan, do you have a fact?
I do have a fact.
This is a little segment I like to call Jordan's got an nice. Interesting fact. He wants to talk to you about Riverdale.
Interesting fact. Fact!
Yeah.
Jingle Jangle
was
a song by the group The Archies.
Oh.
Yeah, that was nothing to do with drugs. But it was
a little something to do with drugs because bands do drugs.
I don't think the Archies, the animated band, did, the Archies, done some, I don't think they did
done drugs.
Any drugs. They just sang about Jingle Jangle.
This might be drugs for them. I don't know. Don't feed her the fluff from the toy.
She's done with it.
She's going to swallow it.
She threw it on the floor.
Do you want to hear my fact from Riverdale? This fact has a little less to do with Riverdale, a little more to do with Sabrina.
Sabrina.
The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina.
Is that what they call it?
The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina.
Nothing says witch in the title?
No. When you watch that show, the intro, now, you might know the author of Archie's name, Dan something, I think.
We were just looking at Hickleback.
No, it's not. Let me look up the look up. You look up while I'm talking about this, what his name is. But the intro, intro animation for The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina does let on that it is an Archie character, because in one of the title cards it says based on.
What did you say?
Dan?
I don't see a Dan anywhere.
No. Yeah, okay, you wouldn't, because here's the thing. It was Dan something and I don't fucking remember his name, but there was a title card that says based on the character Sabrina the Witch.
From the same name?
No, from Archie Comics.
Okay.
Based on the Archie character from Archie Comics. I'm like, that's a weird way to phrase that thing. I looked it up and it turns out one of the original creators of Archie Comics eventually sued, like he was let go and sued them for like IP rights to the characters and lost. And
to
so
Sabrina
now
or to all of them?
To a bunch of them. And so now like Sabrina and some of the Archie characters, and they've even had to like reissue, I think, some of the comics to say instead of created by, it says created by Archie Comics. Which is just a fucking weird industrial way to talk about that.
Archie Andrews was created by Archie Comics.
Like, it's fucking weird. Anyway, that's my fact. That's not, I don't know, it's just an interesting thing about the universe. And I hope we see more coming out of
Sabrina? Are we doing Sabrina?
What do you mean? I think we both watch it all and then just talk about it once.
Okay.
Like, we do a special episode.
Like, we do a part one and then a part two?
Well, we'll do, like, all of season one in one shot when we run out of Archie
season
stuff
one
to talk about.
One?
Yeah. It'll be for when we put the Patreon up.
Yeah. Oh, God. I mean, we can do that.
No. We
paid for that. No one.
No one would pay.
That'd be hilarious if no one putting up episodes on a Patreon and there's nothing, there's zero money coming in. There's no money.
That would be a funny joke for me. That would be something that I would like.
Subscribe to our Patreon. We're still at zero.
So now there's just, in addition to the episodes that almost no one is currently listening to,
even better,
it's episodes you could pay for that no one is listening to because no one is paying for it.
Even someone paid, one person paid, we're
and so we had to keep doing it.
$5 a month.
Yeah. So
I'll just like offset the cost of one of like three podcasts I pay for.
Yeah. So, look forward to our Patreon. It's coming any day now for Sabrina Teenage Witch, Episode 1. Is there anything else you want to say about this episode?
Let's keep going.
Let's
Who
keep
is
going.
The Black Hood? I want to know.
You think it's Chick.
Yeah, it's
I think
Chick.
It's everybody.
Everybody now.
That's going to do it for this episode of Jugheads, though. I've been Tom. That's Jordan.
Da.
Well, it's not over yet. As always, you can follow us on JugheadsPod. On Twitter, the Instagram at JugheadsPod. Nothing has been posted there yet. JugheadsPod@gmail.com is where you can send all your burning questions. Till next time, thank you for thank you for listening to this episode of Jugheads, everybody. Bye.
Archie's here. Veronica too. Reggie's here. Hey Jughead, where are you? We wanna dance and we wanna sing, have some fun and go adventuring. All our friends are here, but it ain't complete. We ain't the Archies without the Jughead.